If you turn in your scripture to John chapter 2 this evening, and though that's an account of a wonderful story, I just want to read the first two verses to make a point this evening. God bless you for being here. Trust you have a wonderful week serving the Lord in your various places, neighborhoods, schools, workplaces. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. The word called, and both Jesus was called and his disciples was called, we would use the word invited today. There was a marriage, and Jesus was invited. Jesus was invited. You know, by the time the day was over, that whoever was in charge of invitations was certainly glad that they had invited Jesus, because they ran out of wine that day. And if they had not invited Jesus, there'd been no miracle. They'd ran out and that'd been it. They'd been in trouble. But because they invited Jesus, it turned out differently. Amen. I want to preach simply tonight. Invite Jesus. Invite Jesus. Father, tonight we're gathered in your name, in the name of Jesus, our eternal Lord. Lord, I pray you would meet needs by your Spirit tonight in this place. Lord, even beyond these walls, through the stream and the archives, Lord, that you would meet people's needs. Thank you, Lord, that it's a possibility that we can invite you into our lives. Lord, let us do that right now in this service and later in this altar service. May we truly invite you into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I have the temperament and the nature that I never want to be somewhere where I'm not welcomed. My wife will say, we're going so-and-so. She's in charge of social affairs in our house. And she says, we're going so-and-so. And my first question is, were we invited? Because I don't want to, even as pastor, I don't want to be in a hospital room. I don't want to be in a home. I don't want to be at a social gathering where I'm not wanted there. I don't want to sit at a table where they really don't want me at that table. And some of you know that awful feeling. Well, you know, I want you to know something. Jesus, and we could say with that, God is much like that. God does not like to be where he's not invited. He's not a God that just barges in and impresses himself on unwilling folk. He's a God that responds to invitation. And so Jesus never went anywhere uninvited. Jesus did not crash this wedding party. Jesus was there because he had been invited. Now let me tell you the wonderful side of that. When invited, Jesus came. I mean, it'd be one thing for Jesus not to be invited. It'd be another thing for Jesus to be invited and not come. But he was invited and he came. You know, when Jesus went to folks' house in Scripture, and that happened on several occasions, he ate once with Matthew, tax collector, many times. He's at different houses, different tables, different locations. But when he went to their houses, he was invited. Let me give you just two illustrations. One is Jairus' house. That ruler of the synagogue had a sick daughter. And look what it says in Mark 5. Jairus besought Jesus greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth in his house at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her. Jairus is saying, come to my house. I've got a need there. Then there's that nobleman in John chapter 4. Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, what we've read from tonight. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down, where? To his house and heal his son. There was a need in his house. And so he invited Jesus to come to his house and to heal his son. Now, there is an exception. I've got to be honest with that. And that was that fellow up in the sycamore tree, Zacchaeus. There, Zacchaeus didn't invite Jesus. It's the only occasion I could think of where Jesus invited himself. And it says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Jesus invited himself, but I feel like the story behind the scenes is Zacchaeus was in that tree really wanting to invite Jesus to his house, but Zacchaeus being who he was, a hated tax collector, and Jesus being a holy man, Zacchaeus was thinking, there's no doubt in my mind, he would never come if I invited him. And so Jesus, knowing the hearts of men, knew that Zacchaeus' heart was ripe and ready to receive the king. And Jesus just helped him out a little bit. And so to speak, Zacchaeus, I know you want me to come, but you don't think I will, so I'm just going to invite myself. That's the only exception. But notice he's not barging in unwelcome. Zacchaeus is overjoyed that he has that opportunity. And so when we look at this, Jesus coming to people's house when he was invited. We cannot escape the parallel picture of inviting Jesus into our heart and our life and our soul. We think of that in terms of salvation. We invite Jesus to inhabit our innermost being, the throne of our heart. But I want us to think past that tonight. Past that usual initial Jesus, come into my heart, like he went into the house. Jesus, come into my soul. Here's what I want us to think about tonight on invite Jesus. Yes, invite him into your life for salvation, but what about inviting him into your trouble? Inviting him into your crisis? Inviting him into your trial? Inviting him into your struggle? Inviting him into your dilemma? Inviting him into your fear? Inviting him into your confusion, inviting him into your apprehension of the future. What about inviting Jesus into your situation? I want to ask a question. Does Jesus feel welcome to walk into your situation tonight? Does he feel welcome? Jesus isn't just going to barge in and take over the situation, not without invitation. But have you invited him into your invitation? You say, well, years ago I invited Jesus into my heart. That's wonderful. That's great. But have you invited him into the difficult time you're facing? You know, there's another question. Can you invite him into your situation? Back when I used to, as a teenager, young man, I would work at, out, you know, in other jobs. And there's been times that the people at work would say to me, we're having a big party tonight. We'd invite you, but we know you wouldn't feel comfortable. I'm glad they got that. But what they were saying is there's no need to invite you because it's not a situation we can invite you into. You know, sometimes we get into situations where we're hesitant to invite the Lord into that situation, right? Because of the situation we got ourselves into. Can you invite him into the situation? Amen. Is there a situation that you think you can take care of yourself and so you don't invite him in? How many has gotten trouble that way? I don't need Jesus in this. I can take care of this myself. And you never invite him into your situation. You think you can take care of yourself. And then there's that faith killer. You don't invite him into your situation because you really don't feel like it'd make any difference. If you thought it'd make a difference, you'd invite him into the situation. Aren't you glad though tonight that not only can we invite Jesus into our heart and soul, we can invite him into our difficulty. We can invite him into our dilemma. We can invite him into our struggle of faith. Let me just summarize. I know there's much more, but let me summarize. I want to encourage you tonight, invite Jesus into your problem. If you're a people, you got problems. Right? Invite him into your problem. Let me tell you about something. You invite some folks into your problem, they're going to exacerbate your problem. But you invite Jesus into your problem, he solves problems. He helps. Amen. It may be a lack. It may be a loss. It may be a conundrum. But invite Jesus into your problem. And then tonight, I want to encourage you, invite Jesus into your privacy. What are you talking about? Well, you know, that's one reason we're hesitant to invite people into our home is because that's a private place. That's why you don't just invite anybody to your house. That's a private place. And we're hesitant sometimes to invite Jesus into the private parts of our heart and our mind and our thinking. We've got such a struggle going on in this mind, but that's a private place. We struggle with the emotions, but that's a private place. We struggle spiritually, but that's a private place. We wouldn't want anybody to know those things. Very private. I want to tell you, there's wonderful help and solution when we invite Jesus into our privacy. Amen? Shut everybody else out, perhaps, but invite Jesus into it. What about those secret torments, secret thoughts? And then tonight, invite Jesus into your plans. James says that before you even go to the marketplace, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall do this or that. But even as believers, sometimes we rush madly to make our plans, plans that affect our future, plans that affect other people, plans that affect our family. We rush madly into our plans without ever inviting Jesus into our plans to speak, to touch, to guide, to lead. Oh, what about inviting Jesus? Amen. Music, would you come tonight? If you listen to preachers often, if you listen to the gospel, you hear a lot about God's invitation to man. In fact, I read some this morning. All ye that are weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. And thank God that God makes invitations to us. But I'm going to do it a little differently tonight. Have you ever thought of making an invitation to God? We're used to the invitation of God saying, come unto me. But have you ever made an invitation to God? God, come into my need. Come into my situation. Come into my problem. Come into my plans. Come into my privacy. Last week when we were preaching away at the church, after Sunday school when they started morning worship, they had their little children's booster band, they called it, come out and sing, and they did several things. But at the end of it, all the children knelt at the altar around the front, and they in the whole church sang, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay. Tremendous song. And they were making an invitation for the Lord to come into their lives. It was a touching moment watching those children do that. But we're going to do it a little different tonight when we come to this altar. Most of us have already invited Jesus to come into our soul and our life. And that's open tonight. If you need Jesus to come into your life, you do that. But tonight when we come, we're not going to sing it, but we're going to pray it. Lord, come into my need. Come into my situation. Come into my difficulty. Come into my confusion. Come into my problem. I want to encourage you tonight, invite Jesus. I started with this, I'll end with it. They'd been a heap big trouble at that marriage if they had neglected to invite Jesus. But it turned out different because they invited him. Amen. Could you stand across the building? Father, speak to our hearts tonight. Move in our hearts tonight. Help us to hear your word, oh God. Help us to invite you into our situation. Praise your name. Praise your name. Amen. Would you just come tonight, gather in God's people, and invite him into whatever need that is. This is for the young on through every rank of our church. Just come and invite Jesus to your need and situation. I invite you, Lord. I invite you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Invite him into your confusion. Invite him into your struggle, your dilemma, your crisis, your fears. Invite him.